Welcome on. We are WNST, AM 1570, Tass of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are coming at you here for football on Sunday night. Luke is out in Owings Mills for all things Ravens, and you can follow along. If you're on the WNST tech service, you'll get all breaking news first, as you always do. Even some Orioles news, if there is anything weird going on there. Usually bad news this time of the year when it comes to the Orioles, but hopefully good news in regard to the Ravens on Sunday night, kicking off in Buffalo. Last time we checked in Buffalo, I was eating wings at Bill's Bar in Williamsville, thinking the Orioles were going to be magical this year. Luke Jones and I had the pleasure of going up to Toronto and doing opening day, had a good time. I had this young man on the show back after the fateful night in Buffalo where Mark Andrews dropped one, fumbled one, Lamar, this, that, and it didn't go our way in January. We're hoping it goes a little different with different stakes on Sunday night. But in the aftermath of the game, a young man in Buffalo and his college roommate created a GoFundMe in regard to charity, in regard to random acts of nastiness in regard to Mark Andrews. And I want to welcome back on because I promised him in January there'd be a timpani here to say, how much money did you kids raise doing this? And who did you raise it for? And this was back in like January when everybody was getting their feelings hurt about the Ravens being eliminated and Buffalo continued to play, but not for too much longer, and did not win the Super Bowl. Ryan Pitota is our defending champion. He is up in Buffalo. He is a student. Foolishly, and I've reminded him this 9 months ago, of sports journalism at Canisius University, where I once chased a girl through the airport in Nashville. It did not work out well for my cousin's wedding. Neither did his marriage, but that was four decades ago. Ryan did a really cool thing, and I'm going to let him retell the story in his own way because I think it probably has some distance. I have some distance. I have never met Ryan, but I have dined with his father. Ryan was too busy doing, like, sports journalism work for some ESPN thing in Buffalo the day when Luke and I blew through. And, you know, you had your chance to go to lunch with one real journalist, Luke Jones, and one non-real journalist, me. But your dad was an awesome guy. We had a great conversation about Philadelphia sports. And I will say this, Ryan, and I mean this. I said this to Vic Carucci. I said it to John Warrow the other day. I told Tasker this when I got together with him. The best wings I've ever had, the best beef on Weck I've ever had, I had at that joint with your dad. And if I have beef and Weck again at that joint and I don't have it with you, there should be an investigation. But, like, I'm already plotting. I'm not coming to the game this week in Buffalo because Chad Steele is not only intimidating me but others in regard to press box considerations, which you'll learn about as a journalist, that when you write stories about Justin Tucker or talk about Justin Tucker or talk about, you know, things that happen on and off the field, you'll be intimidated as a journalist. But in the meantime, you'll meet nice people like me willing to buy you wings. Dude, how are you? How's your career going, most importantly, man?
I mean, it's been crazy lately, getting back into the swing. This is the first week of classes for myself, first week of classes really for everyone back at Canisius. So we're just getting back in the swing of things here here at Canisius.
What are you, junior, senior, sophomore? Where are you?
I'm a junior, majoring in journalism with a concentration in sports broadcasting and journalism and minoring in communications. Right up your alley.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to give you some practice here on the show here. All right. So the game goes the way the game goes. You are a lifelong Buffalonian. I know a lot about you and your illnesses and your health hurdles and all this neato torpedo stuff, but you're a kid in a dorm in Canisius with your buds watching the Bills. The game ends. Like, I'm thinking, I don't know how much you drink. I like a little bit of beer. I've had some Labatt's and some, you know, I've had the backside of the Jenny thing from the Genesee Cream Ale. I think I told you I fell in love one time in Geneseo. I had a girlfriend there, the whole deal. Buffalo was involved. Versig was involved. He's on the show this week. He's a real sports journalist as well. And I tell you, what you did in the aftermath, I'm going to let you pick the story up. I think a lot of people in Baltimore sort of, Yeah, there was that kid that did that thing, and I went online and I gave him $20, and it seemed like such a nice thing to do. And I mean, this was a lot of Bills fans. The Bills Mafia is really what came together, which is your people.
Right.
But give me the story again as to how this GoFundMe thing happened, and your generosity and your sort of leadership on taking on the beaten down part of Mark Andrews, who literally was being bullied online in the aftermath, he and his family.
Yeah, it was not good for Mark Andrews getting the hate that he had on social media. So me and my friend Nick Tower, who was unable to join us today, he me and him got together and he came up with an idea of, hey, let's make a GoFundMe page. Let's go search up what Mark Andrews is, a part of for, deal with type 1 diabetes with his disease. And let's make something good out of it because he was getting a lot of hate online. Obviously, this industry has betting in as a big betting industry. So, when he drops the ball, people bet on the ratings or they bet on, oh, it touches, he's going to get the 2-point conversion here and then he drops it. People are going to get pissed off and everything. But then they took it to a different level of the hate and we saw all that and we're like, that's not deserving at all. We understand that people get upset, when the moment happens, but to do all the extra stuff, it really was unnecessary. So what we decided to do is, give back to charity, which is Breakthrough Type 1 Diabetes, formerly known as JDRF. What we decided to do, and we made a GoFundMe, and spread it out to the Bills Mafia. And then that really blew up because we got a couple of Bills creators. They spread out really to the throughout social media, and it got out to the NFL community. And then, the Bills Mafia and everyone, they got together and started donating a lot of money to the Breakthrough Type 1 Diabetes program. And they actually reached out to me and Nick themselves. It was very, very special. They actually honored us at a gala that they had here in Buffalo. And it was very special because you got to learn, what these kids are going through. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And this is what this money charity is going to go to, is going to help out these kids and getting trying to defeat type 1 diabetes. It is really, really special, what these kids are going through. Just such a shame.
Well, my wife is diabetic, so I think I told you
Yeah.
that last time. And Mark Andrews obviously he wears the same thing my wife that monitors her sugar on her phone.
Right.
So, what's the number now? What where's our? I wanted you're not old enough to remember the Jerry Lewis telethon. We had a Labor Day telethon for muscular dystrophy back in the day, and they'd say, Ed McMahon, what's the timpani? So, how much money have you raised, and is it still ongoing? Can I go to this GoFundMe right this minute and give money or no?
Yeah, I think it should be still up. I think it's buried like in the
How do I find it?
GoFundMe
Tell me right
page.
now. Let's go to GoFundMe. Well, it would say Mark Andrews, and
Yeah.
I'll put Bills, and I'll put Ravens, and let me see what happens here. Support. Let's see. Support Mark's charity for juvenile diabetes. I'm on here right now. As many of you know, Ravens tight end wasn't able to catch the game tying 2-point conversion, upset Ravens fans. Link to the bio here at the Buffalo Brief. Is that you, Ryan? The Buffalo Brief.
Yes, that's me and Nick's Instagram account.
All right, well,
Excuse
I'm
me,
on the page
Instagram
here right
account.
now. It is raised here. Can I play the role of Ed McMahon? Do you even know who Ed McMahon is?
I've heard of him before.
He does Publishers Clearinghouse. He would do the $1 million giveaway. So anyway, Ed, ha, 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 Johnny. So that was Ed McMahon. So 146,624 raised to support Mark's charity for juveniles with diabetes. You can go to the website. I'm going to link out to it through this. Ryan Patota is my guest. So when did they gala you up? And was there like, was it like a chicken Kiev, sir? Well, you're in Buffalo. It's probably chicken wings served up there. But the gala, I've been a part of these galas many times in many ways. Don't tell anybody, but when I shave and I do my hair nice, they even let me MC them from time to time for cancer and for diabetes, which is always the greatest night of my year. When was the event for you and Nick?
This was back in April, mid-April. This happened. We got reached out shortly After the Bills season had ended, we got reached out to Breakthrough Type 1 Diabetes, the organization, and they connected us to our organization where they actually made us some t-shirts, which is very, very special. We're very thankful of that. Made us to did something special for us, try to recognize us for what we did, and eventually got up to the main person called named Matt, who works with Breakthrough Type 1 Diabetes in Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse area. It was really special. We reached out to him. We went out to lunch with him together, me and Nickton. And then he's like, "Would you like to come to Lima to recognize a guy who you can meet all the people that are dealing with type 1 diabetes and what this disease is actually about?" And we're like, "Absolutely. I mean, why not? I would love to meet the people who suffer through these disease on a day-by-day basis and how this disease really affects them." And we really got to hear their stories and everything. It was really special, and we got recognized, and we're very thankful that thank you to Matt at Breakthrough Type 1 Diabetes of upstate New York.
Well, I'll tell you what, I will make sure that he gets wings with us. He probably knows how good the beef and weck is up there at Bill's Bar, up in Williamsville. So hey, by the way, I have Vic Carucci on. He's in the Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame. It's like right around the corner. So like I could do the whole thing there and like probably do the Hall of Fame and see all of the Steve Tasker stuff that no doubt's there and Jaworski and whatever else is up there. Don Crickey apparently. So there's a lot of Buffalo history. So you are a sports journalism major or communications. Give everybody your background as far as what your goals and what you're going to do with your career once you take my job.
Yeah, well, hopefully I'll take your job because you feel
Well, I
like
don't want to do this anymore. You come do it. That's all right. They give you a press pass. You're a nicer guy than me, Rye.
thank
You
you
can
so
have
much.
my WNST seat in the Buffalo press box next week. How about
There you
that?
go. So my background is I wanted to be growing up, I made my own YouTube channel because I grew up listening to sports announcers call games, and I'm like, "Huh, that seems very interesting." And with my background and everything, behind the scenes, is felt like a job where it would fit what I want to do. So I made a YouTube channel back when I was like 7 or 8 years old. It was called Fox 87. I'm sure people, if they search up my name, they're probably gonna see it. But anyways, I made a YouTube channel when I was a little kid and did, sports videos, called, did segments on the Bills, of course, while they were in their 17-year playoff drought. So those were hard years to watch. But anyways, got that going, got that up to 2,000 subscribers, actually. But unfortunately, YouTube had to do their thing and take my channel down, apparently due to copyright strikes, even though I wasn't, doing any, putting any YouTube videos out.
Well,
I guess
we're gonna start you a new one is what we need to do. That's fine. If you have the old films, you can still upload them. I upload the old films from back when I had short hair and I was, well, I wasn't really younger. I'm still trying to stay young around here. I mean, is there anything you want to say about your journey in life and your illnesses and the people? One of the things about this and one of the things about Baltimore Positive for me, and you can ask around and you can watch the 25th anniversary thing for me. I've done things for charities going back to diabetes and cancer and leukemia before I understood what leukemia was. Then my wife got it 10 years ago. Obviously, the diabetic thing that you're doing hits home with me, with my wife and diabetes. But it took me spending time with your dad to understand what you've been through, to understand what empathy is about, and also what about fundraising is about, and also what about support is about when you have health-related concerns that involve not just your health and wellness, but your ability to stay alive and needing other people.
So obviously, I have unfortunately two kidney transplants that were done, where the Ravens rival is that would be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The folks down there at UPMC, Children's Hospital down there, they did their job for me. They did two kidney transplants because unfortunately the first one failed. And I have a syndrome called ectodermal dysplasia, where unfortunately causes you to not 100% function with, missing dentures and have a cleft lip and palate. So unfortunately I had to do that. The great folks at NYU in New York City, and all that. It's been a tough journey, but
So
living
Pittsburgh
through
and
it.
New York saved your life, is what you're telling me.
Yeah,
All right.
basically,
You
yeah.
know, I mean, I always find, look, I get along with Tomlin. You know, I go to New York all the time. So you can hate the Yankees and still like New York, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I hate
Right.
the
So
Yankees.
listen, you're in Canisius right now. What's going on with your career other than being the big celebrity raising money for great causes? Like, the last time that I tried to even meet you and have lunch with you, your dad came out, who's a Philadelphia fan, which is a whole different thing. And I did have a really, really good a Philadelphia sub shop experience too. So I'm going to share that with your dad. It's in Delaware. Don't tell anybody, but it's all part of me eating. I eat a lot for a skinny guy, dude. Let me just say, I talk a lot about eating here. But you know, for you and what you've been through, and I was with your dad, you couldn't even join me that day. And I'm like, what's wrong with this kid? And your dad's like, hey, he's got an internship. He's got like, there was some soccer game, something. I don't know what the hell, lacrosse. I don't even know what it was. But like, you couldn't even have lunch with me because you're getting gigs up in Buffalo right now, right? You got a gig.
Yes, so at Canisius, obviously we have a ESPN studio. We have, for the viewers out there, we for the viewers out there, we ha what Canisius and a lot of colleges do, they do sports broadcasts for their games, broadcasting all their athletic events. And the platform that we use and what other colleges also use throughout the country, I'm sure television uses this as well. In Maryland, obviously, uses Big Ten Plus.
Say
What
Coppin
we
State because they're my partner. Coppin State, use the
anyways,
coppinstatesports.com. You get everything,
we
right?
use ESPN Plus, that platform.
Sure.
So all of our broadcast events go out to ESPN Plus, or the Golden Griffin Broadcast Network. You can go search at goldgriffs.com. But what I do at there is that I work behind the scenes there, so you name it, I work on audio, which is basically playing with the audio form, making sure sounds are working and everything. Graphics, making graphics for preparing graphics for the game, working replay in the back, making sure things run smoothly, putting the broadcast into break mode, making sure we're going off air. So that's basically what I do at Canisius. I'm a student worker and working at the ESPN Productions, a very special place that I really got involved in and really what made me want to come to Canisius, being from Buffalo, right up my alley. I also do a segment there every week called Around Canisius Athletics with a couple of friends. There as well, you can search it up around Canisius Athletics, right here on YouTube or really anywhere for that person. What we do is that we go through week by week and recap all the sports in a little 2.5 minute video right around there. Short little clip that we do around Canisius Athletics is we recap all the sports around Canisius, what happened, what do they do well, I mean. What important stat happened from those games? So we basically take those on Mondays, and yeah, it's been really special. I think I gotten a lot of experience there, behind the scenes at the ESPN production. And really, I came into Canisius wanting to become a sports broadcaster. I mean, of course, that I've gotten that experience as, like a reporter doing around Canisius Athletics, but I also got the behind the scenes look of how, a sports production works, running the scripture, like doing behind the scenes work, like maybe people don't see on a TV broadcast unless they're really, really wired.
I'm gonna put you in touch with my boy Chris Pica, who does that, plays that role for ESPN and all sorts of places and flies all these places. The stat guys behind the scenes, like my buddy Russ DeLynn. I've known these people my whole life growing up with them. Sometimes they're some of my greatest guests. Ryan Pitota is here. He is up in Buffalo, New York, but don't hold that against him. He is one of the two guys who put together a GoFundMe for Mark Andrews for juvenile diabetes and what they do there with and the links to all of this. I want to put it all up because it's for the breakthrough, folks. And breakthrough really is juvenile diabetes, JDRF, if you remember that, sort of in a rebrand there. For anybody who knows diabetics, I'm married to one as well. A great cause, a cool thing. And Ryan's a kid doing sports broadcasting and sports journalism up at Canisius, who's had his own health battles. But right now, I'm gonna put you on a spot because we got like a real last time I got together with you was all bleeding heart this and give money that, and you still won and we still lost. 0-0. Everybody's undefeated here Sunday night. Break this one down for me so I can like text you Monday morning and either say, kid knows football, or ha, you lost this time. You know, I don't know. But how do you feel about the Bills? How do you feel about the Ravens? Certainly the Ravens have had a really successful offseason in making the team better. And the Bills are trying to build on what they had last year. This time last year, the Bills looked like a diminished team. And in the end, Josh Allen won the MVP because he had less tools around him and the team went further. How are you feeling about the Bills, Ryan?
I think they'll probably have a good year. You know, Vaughn was going to kind of, week one is going to be a tough game for the Bills, you know. But the good thing is that it's in Buffalo, it's in Orchard Park. That's the big important thing. I feel like if this week the game in Vaughn were, I don't have really like a high chance of winning because, you know, Vaughn was coming down. They're going to be really, really hungry. Week one, you know, wanting to get their revenge, especially on the Bills. Ramped up their defense during the offseason. I think they have a splendid draft, by the way, especially getting Malachi Starks in the first round. And they just paid Kyle Hamilton this past week, the Ravens did. You know, the Bills, they try to revamp their defensive line during the offseason. They picked up Joey Bosa from the Chargers. They drafted a couple of defensive linemen throughout the draft, checking through the fourth round, Deion Walker, a couple of names like that, Landon Jackson as well. But unfortunately, they're going to lose Maxwell Harrison, their first round draft pick, for the first four games of the season. So the Ravens will be missing that. That's going to be a big loss, I feel, for the Bills. They're going to have guys step up. They had a couple of injuries that they suffered throughout training camp, which is really good news for the Ravens, but as long as you have Josh Allen for the Bills, and the same obviously for Lamar Jackson for the Ravens. I mean, as long as you have your franchise quarterback, your team is always going to have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Have a chance, you know, to have a good season, go deep into the playoffs. I just feel like this game is going to be a hard-fought battle. Yeah. I mean, do you want me to give me score predictions?
Go ahead. Come on, man. Come on.
I feel like the Bills are gonna get something late at the buzzer. Sorry, Ravens fans who are listening out there. I think Tyler Bass, if he's healthy, now he's been dealing with some injury and some illness himself. If he's healthy, I don't think the Bills worked out three kickers on Thursday, so we'll see what comes to fruition from that. I feel like it's going to be a really close game. 34-31 is my prediction. The Bills will win. It's going to be a real tough battle. I can easily see the Ravens winning because they're going to be hard nosed. They're really hungry for last year. They're angry. They're angry what happened last year. So that's going
Yeah,
to be
they
a hard
are.
battle.
We got a new kicker around here. So, hearing kicker controversies in Buffalo, you ain't seen nothing like we had here in the offseason.
Yeah.
But Tyler Loop will be a big part of the story. Ryan Pitota is a young man who created a GoFundMe page and is his own heroic story unto himself, which I've gotten to know. And I owe you some buffalo wings and some beef on weck. And your old man, even though he's from Philadelphia, your buddy who was a part of all of this, Nick, as well. So, give everybody
Yep.
my best up in Buffalo. I don't mean that. On Monday, I won't I won't heckle you if we win. I won't send you free wings if we lose. I'm giving you wings anyway, and I hope to fist bump you and meet you soon. But you've inspired me, young man. So keep inspiring people up there, and I want to see you move your career along. Okay.
Yep, thank you so much. Thanks so much for having me and all you've done for us here in Buffalo
Ah, oh,
too.
come on, man. Nice people. The word even gets out. You have one clap in Western New York that winds up being heard all around the NFL. And I'm up on the GoFundMe page right now. For those of you who say you can't make a difference, this young man did this in the aftermath of Mark Andrews being bullied online. $146,624. That's where I am right now. So wherever it is right now, if you go up there better be more money in there because it's still open and you could put more money in there. So it's 92%. Percent of the goal, so they still got 160,000 is the goal. So 13,000, $13,376 away. So there you have it. Ryan, fist bump to you. Bills, bar, you, me, win, lose, draw. I won't even bring up OJ, and certainly for your old man and the victors and the spoils of the Philadelphia Eagles, that will not be a part of the discussion when we get together. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Tell your dad I'll bring up 1983. That's what I'll do. I am Nestor. We
Absolutely.
are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Luke's covering the Ravens. I'm here. We're here. Everything is at Baltimore Positive. We're ready for some football.